Joanne Levitan is running for Brunswick County School Board, District 5. She's a Democrat. She'll be facing newcomer Gerald Benton. And Joanne, what sets you apart from your opponent?
Well, my opponent is very much in favor of charter schools. His wife is actually the headmistress of Roger Bacon Charter School. And although I feel there's a place for charter schools in Brunswick County, I think there are some problems with charter schools in that they drain money from the public schools, and they don't offer the same things that public schools offer. They don't offer busing. They don't offer school lunch. They're not held to the same standards as public schools are held to, and I think that's a big problem.
So do you think there need to be further restrictions on charter schools, the number of charter schools that are allowed in a district? What's the solution as you see?
Well, I would certainly like to see charter schools held to the same standard as public schools and have to provide those services. In addition, when a student is in the charter school and they don't make it in the charter school and they go back to the public school, the money stays with the charter school, and I think that's wrong. We need to fix that.
What's some of the other experience that you bring to the table based on your background?
Well, I've spent 26 years working in computer technology. So I bring a level of expertise in terms of advancements in the schools that we would like to bring in terms of new software, new programs, evaluating those things. I have an MBA, and so I'm well-versed in accounting and evaluating budgeting and making sure that we're spending our money in wise ways.
And you've had children that have gone through the public school system?
Absolutely. My son went through the public school system in New York State, which is a little different than the funding formula in North Carolina in that we have local school taxes to fund our local schools. Obviously, in North Carolina, it's a different model. It's a state school tax, and the localities are not permitted to institute local school taxes due to state regulations. So that does kind of limit the restrictions from funding. But my son went to public school. It was an excellent public school, and I'm a strong believer in public schools.
One issue that has been getting a lot of interest this year based on unfortunate current events is school safety. And I'm wondering if you feel that Brunswick County schools are adequately secured against outside threats.
Well, I think public safety really goes beyond the physical structure of a school. I think it's wonderful that Brunswick County Schools are the first county to have a school resource officer in every school, and I strongly believe in that. But I also believe in looking at the whole picture. We have 19 public schools in Brunswick County, and we only have 5 social workers. 55% of the kids in Brunswick County are below the poverty level. And because of that, they bring a lot of issues to schools that teachers are not equipped to deal with, that we really need social workers to address. And not only are they not equipped to deal with it, but they don't have the time to deal with it. So I would like to see more social workers, and I'd like to see us looking at the underlying issues behind school violence to address those.
More social workers means a need for more funding. And as you were previously explaining the way the system works for funding public schools in North Carolina, that sounds like a very difficult task.
Yes, I agree, Vince. Funding is a challenge in the public schools, but that doesn't mean that we can't get more funding. For example, the state lottery. We implemented the state lottery with the understanding that that money would be going to the schools. Only 18% of state lottery money actually goes to the schools. And I think that's wrong. I think more of the state lottery money should be used to fund public schools. And I would also like to work with people like Deb Butler, who I consider a friend, to get the legislature to add more funding to schools.
When this was first proposed years ago, was it understood that more funding would be steered to education?
Absolutely. That was how it was sold to the public.
And so where's the rest of the money going?
I believe it's going into the general coffers.
Let's talk about how to best retain teachers in Brunswick County. And I know this is a national problem, but particularly in North Carolina, it seems difficult to retain teachers in part because the average pay rate is not near the top of the list. So is it simply a case of needing more money?
Well, I think there are many things that we could improve. obviously, teacher pay is a big part of it, but also incentives. For example, we removed the incentives for teachers who got advanced degrees, so there's no motivation for them to pursue that. Also, teacher development, teacher enhancement. I think teachers need more time for that, and I've spoken to teachers who have said that it's at the end of the school year when they have time to do that, when it's almost too late. I'd like to see more teacher training offered at the beginning of the year when they can really take advantage of it and then implement it in their classrooms.
What are some of your other priorities for the board should you be elected?
I think one major issue is school overcrowding. Brunswick County is the fastest growing county in North Carolina. And I don't feel that we have planned enough for the growth that we are seeing. Belleville Elementary is very much overcrowded. We are expanding Town Creek Middle School, which will help to alleviate the crowding in Leland Middle School. But it doesn't address the fact that the Belleville School is overcrowded. Their kids are in temporary portable classrooms. And I think that we need to plan better for the projected growth in Brunswick County.
Yeah, as a resident of Brunswick County, I realize it's really growing fast. So there is going to be, in the coming years, a need for a few more schools, at least. Is that accurate?
Yes, I don't like to use the B word, but I think we probably could use another school bond to finance additional building of our schools to accommodate the growth in Brunswick County.
What about, and this is something else that's been in the news, you know, the Me Too movement, sexual assaults. We just went through the Brett Kavanaugh hearings in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee. How is sexual assault taught in the county schools, if it is, and is that enough for today's young people?
I don't really know how sexual assault is taught in the schools, but I certainly know that we don't have enough mental health professionals in the schools who would be able to implement those programs. So I certainly think addressing that with more school nurses and more mental health professionals to implement those programs in the schools would be key to addressing sexual harassment and violence.
So moving forward, really, you at the top of your list, is it the need for more schools and to shrink the classrooms, better pay for teachers? Is it all kind of lumped together as your top priorities?
I would say school funding for school supplies and teachers is probably at the top. I think teachers are holding down multiple jobs in order to make ends meet because the salaries are not sufficient. And I also think that teachers are buying their own school supplies. It shouldn't be that way. I'm trying to start an initiative locally to fund a teacher school supply warehouse, which is something that's being done in other areas in the country, just because teachers have to buy their own school supplies, which I think is wrong. But I also think that school safety is an enormous priority. And as I said earlier, I think a lot of that needs to be addressed by more social workers to look at the underlying issues and address the things that cause school violence.
Is arming a teacher an option in your mind?
In my mind, I think teachers should be armed with school supplies. I think it's a dangerous proposition to have a gun in the classroom. I think kids could get access to the gun. I think it could be accidentally fired. I think that teachers have enough to worry about without having the responsibility of a gun in school, and I don't think that that's the right direction.
Joanne Levitan is running for the Brunswick County School Board, District 5. Joanne, thank you.
Thank you, Vince.